You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday. Some random facts. Here we go. Ms. Pac-Man was almost named Mrs. Pac-Man. That would have been so politically incorrect even at the time.
It would have.
Right? Ronald Reagan. Remember him?
I do.
Former president of the United States.
Well, yes.
Has a big library, a presidential library about half an hour from here.
Yep. Been to it.
Uh-huh. Many times. He was a lifeguard in high school, and he saved 77 people from drowning.
What?
Rule number one, don't get in the pool if you don't know how to swim.
That's a lot.
I know, right?
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
The math problem that Matt Damon solves in Good Will Hunting isn't actually very hard, according to a mathematician from Cambridge. And even someone who wasn't a mathematician could probably solve it. I wish they would tell us what it was, because it's been so long since I've seen that movie. I'm trying to remember what it was. Anyway.
Good.
Michael Jordan got his degree in cultural geography from the University of North Carolina because his backup plan after basketball was to be a weatherman. Can you imagine Michael Jordan standing in front of a green screen? And coming up from the Southwest today, we've got the Pineapple Express.
Well,
expect
he'd be
to get about
the green
5 to 10 inches of, I know, right?
Or tall as a green screen.
They'd have to build him a custom,
custom studio. Green.
I don't think the camera bases that the cameras are on would go up that high to get his head.
Well, we'll never know.
We'll never know. He didn't need that backup plan.
Didn't need a backup.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, hopefully we're going to look back in 10 years and say, wow, remember when we were so paranoid about the coronavirus?
Let's hope.
Well, heck, hopefully we'll be able to say it in 10 months.
Yeah, right?
Goodness sakes. You know, I just want some dang toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Not because I
want
to stock up.
No, it's getting scary.
Just because I don't want to get wiped out.
I know, right?
Because it's getting the stock, my just regular amount of toilet paper is getting low. BuzzFeed has a list of things that happened in 10 years this month in March of 2010. And
wow.
Here are the highlights.
Highlights.
The cast of Glee.
Yeah. 10 years
announced
ago.
Their first tour.
Wow. Okay, that makes me feel old. That totally makes me feel old.
Well, the show was just under a year old at that point.
Oh, man. Even worse.
Yeah,
even worse.
I know. Tiger Woods cheating scandal.
That was 10 years ago?
It was, yes.
We've been here a long damn time. Let me just, we're like at episode number 1702 today. I forgot to mention on Friday that we were at episode 1700. So that's a long damn time.
That is a long damn time.
In Tiger Woods' years, that's really long.
Well, the National Enquirer broke the story in November of 2009, but it was still dominating the headlines for 4 months.
Wow.
And his golf game was suffering because he wasn't getting none. Kim Kardashian and NFL star Reggie Bush broke up.
Wow. Okay. All right. I got that.
Then she started dating NBA player Kris Humphries.
Who? Yeah, no,
later that
I know.
Year, got married 8 months later, filed for divorce 72 days after that.
72 days. 72 days they were married. And he's still wondering what happened.
So are the rest of us.
I know, right?
Jay Leno. And this seems longer. This is a weird one for me. Because it's like, what a discombobulated 10 years, man.
Yeah.
Jay Leno returned to host The Tonight Show after Conan O'Brien got the boot.
As Conan O'Brien said on his last night on The Tonight Show, he said, kids, you can grow up, you can set your mind to anything, and you can grow up to be anything you want unless Jay Leno wants the same thing.
And how fortuitous for Jay that he returned about the same time that Tiger Woods was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Plenty of fodder.
Ample fodder for the monologue. Thank you, Tiger Woods and Jay Leno. Where would our life have been 10 years ago without the two of them?
Here's another 10-year shocker for you.
Yeah?
10 years ago,
yeah.
Reality star Jesse James issued a public apology after he was caught cheating on Sandra Bullock.
That's right. How do you cheat on Sandra Bullock?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She filed for divorce a month later.
Yep, she did.
Which, that one doesn't seem 10 years. To, I guess
it is. Yeah, it's been 10 years. This is like make us feel old morning today. Oh, my God.
Zach Braff announced on Facebook that Scrubs would be ending after 9 seasons.
Oh, I missed that show. And you said Facebook, right? Wasn't he using MySpace 10 years ago? Has Facebook been that prevalent for 10 years? I guess so. God.
All right, so Betty White was suddenly America's sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And NBC announced that she'd be hosting SNL.
How old was she?
She was a fresh-faced 88-year-old at the time.
She's 98 now? I haven't even paid
attention.
I can't
believe that's been 10 years.
Has that been 10 years? Wow.
That seems like only like a few years back.
Yesterday, I was rooting around on the internet, listening to public service announcements, because we play them from time to time, like 100 times a day here on the Boss radio stations. And I came across one from Betty White. It's fairly new for Smokey the Bear. And I thought to myself, yeah, it's cute, but, you know, she's really kind of starting to sound wobbly.
She's Betty White.
I know she's Betty White. I know.
She can do whatever she wants to.
I know. But she's 98.
She's in the Tom Hanks Club.
She's always going to be in the Tom Hanks Club.
Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin co-hosted the Academy Awards.
I kind of remember that.
That's back in the day.
Yeah.
When they still had a host.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah. Now, they showed up this year at the Academy Awards.
They did.
Kind of, I think, as a 10th anniversary thing. And they didn't give the monologue. They weren't hosting. But they did talk for a long time. Told some
they did. Thank the maker.
Thank the maker. Well,
it was cute too.
Up until one point, it's kind of weird. It just kind of got weird.
It just got weird.
It just got weird. Live TV does that. Kind of like live
radio.
All
right, so here's my favorite one.
Yeah?
Okay. Lindsay Lohan.
10 years ago, Lilo.
She sued E-Trade for $100 million. She claimed... You can claim anything and get money. She claimed a milkaholic baby in their Super Bowl ad was based on her because its name was Lindsay.
Oh, my God. I do remember that story now. That's crazy.
But they ended up settling a few months later for an undisclosed amount.
Did she get money out of that damn thing?
They settled.
Oh, my God. 10 years ago, was she just starting to go through her problems? Or was she still kind of...
You know, I'd have to go and check my Lindsay Lohan Dateline. My date app, my Dateline app.
You know, what I'd like to know, what was Halle Berry doing 10 years ago?
That's when did she win her Oscar?
A long time before that. Yeah, I think it was back in the late 90s she won that.
Goodness sakes.
We'll have to take a look. Anyway, well, that's great. Look at popular culture 10 years ago.
Dun, dun,
and with that,
okay.
We'll be back tomorrow with real news. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news. Hey, if you get coronavirus, are you just going to quarantine yourself in here?
Yeah, I do. You should probably leave. I don't have it, but if I do, you should probably leave.
Anyway, that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.